rest of the story. Jim and Carol had so looked forward to the birth of their child. Didn't matter to them whether it were a boy or a girl, long as it was healthy. But then along came this baby girl. Jim and Carol had already picked out the name Chris. She was such a tiny thing, 5 pounds, 15 ounces, but something was wrong. Jim could tell it in the doctor's eyes. It was nothing to be too alarmed about. The physician said it was a condition called club foot. Sort of a deformity in which one foot turned inward. How bad was it? Chris's dad wanted to know. The doctor spoke more quietly now. He said it's bad. Jim slumped back in the hospital waiting room chair. He said, I suppose she'll need an operation. The physician was silent for a moment, and then he said, maybe not. The physician then looked at the new daddy and said, we're going to try something. His prescription was intriguing. First of all, a corrective shoe to wear during the daytime, one that gently forced the foot outward as Chris learned to walk. And then at night, when her foot would tend to turn inward again, she must wear a specially constructed brace. Finally, physical therapy, stretching, of course, as well as something to strengthen the right muscles. That, the doctor said, was the plan, and this is the rest of the story. Little Chris grew up a sweet child, remarkably patient with the cumbersome equipment and the arduous therapy that her condition required. The brace was particularly painful, often interfered with her sleep, and still she was made to realize that the tedium and the discomfort were preferable to surgery, and so she endured them as best she could. Then Chris's mother got an idea. Why not find some way of making exercise fun? The doctor had said it was just as important to strengthen Chris's legs as anything else. Why not, then, ice skating? Let me stop right here, because I have a snapshot I'd like you to see. It's a little girl, she's 6 years old, with ice skates on. And she's clinging to her mother's arm with one hand, while clutching in the other a doll. A doll which was the likeness of skating champion Dorothy Hamill. And mother and daughter are laughing. They're swirling over the ice like happy leaves blown by an autumn wind. This, of course, one picture among hundreds of similar ones, depicted the progress of a tiny pilgrim inching her way from physical weakness and awkwardness toward a power and grace such as few have ever seen. For ever so gradually, the deformity with which she was born disappeared, leaving in its place perfection. You have witnessed that perfection. Along with the rest of the world, you have witnessed it. But now, you have sat alongside a worried father in a hospital waiting room. And you have learned with him the bad news, eventually reversed by persistence and hard work, making possible an Olympic gold medal in 1992, earned by the child whose courage began so long before. You know that brave little girl, that American Olympic champion, as figure skater Christy Yamaguchi. Only now you know the rest of the story.